Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to Lee and Haley Overtime, the podcast brought to you by Damiano. And that's where we're podcasting from today on location. Oh, we love this place so much.
So good. Located in downtown Lexington, right by UK's campus, and we adore it. Guys, we've told you a million times, you're probably tired of hearing it, but they have the best margarita pizza you're going to get anywhere. My hat trick. I was just going to say trick, but I like to use the term hat trick. My hat trick is add pepperoni to it. It is so delicious. We already ordered one. It will be here soon. Oh, I'm sorry. Am I bothering you?
No, I was just...
Those of you just listening, Lee's just on his phone.
No, I was reminding folks, it's 503 South Upper Street.
Oh, perfecto.
A pizza, pasta, beer, and bourbon.
That's right.
And you get the margarita with pepperoni thrown on, which is not typical, but you do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm telling you.
And the pasta dishes are phenomenal, and anybody who is a fan of what is the premier Italian place in Lexington, it's called Frankandino's.
Yes.
Same ownership, so they do a little cheat code and bring some of those dishes here, and so it's some of the best pasta you can have at a little bit of a lower price, by the way. But Damiano's is fantastic in the heart of campus, as Haley said, and is perfect for watching ball games.
Ball games. Yeah, come see our friends at Damiano, and thank you to our friends at Damiano for sponsoring today's podcast. So we actually have a lot of our staff members and several of our friends in attendance as we are shooting on location. If you're just listening now, whatever you're doing, listening to us on, you know, the traditional podcast avenue, don't forget that you can watch the video version on the Kentucky Sports Radio YouTube channel, and you may see a couple faces you recognize in the background.
Like Noah Day and his boyfriend Clark?
That's Bridget's husband, Clark.
Oh, is that what's happening?
I mean, technically, if you separate the word boyfriend into two different words, Clark is Noah's boyfriend. Mm-hmm. They are actually very good friends.
Yeah, Bridget
so
is
good friends, I think it does annoy Bridget sometimes. She's like, ugh. Anything she tells Clark, she knows Noah knows it too. Because he's a bad secret keeper. Everybody knows it.
Bridget's in the room. You just can't really see her. She seems to be out of frame.
That sounded like we were doing a seance. Bridget is in the room.
With us today. Bridget, knock three times if you hear us.
She's knocking. Noah, she's got several things to say to you. He said he's listening. Anyway, we have our producer, Nikita, here as well. Today is actually her day off, but she's here. You can't see her, but she's at the bar.
I mean... That's going to be on Nikita's tombstone.
At the bar.
I went to the bar in the sky.
She died doing what she loved.
Yeah.
No, she and one of her very best friends, Amy, with us today. Our friend Devin, who actually back in the old diggity day, you and I worked with Devin in news, but he actually filmed our very first open for the Lee and Haley show.
He went on the road trip.
He went on the road with us. Yeah. We went on a road trip and shot tons of new content and videos. It was so fun. Pizza's being brought out right now. Oh,
so good. I'm again,
spit it out.
Whether they paid us to say it or not, this is the best pizza in town. That's legitimate.
Legit.
It's a brick oven and they kill it.
Yeah.
Good.
So good.
God, it's so good.
It is. Good God, man.
Yeah.
Our new intern, Catherine, if you're listening, we love you. She just started with us and she loves this place. She brought it up organically yesterday. We were talking about it when she was in the office and she was like,
she's a UK student.
She's near this place. Yeah, she's near this place. She hits up the Target here and then comes to eat. And she said, y'all, their vodka pasta is unbelievable. I haven't tried it yet.
I have.
You
it's,
have?
It's, yeah, yeah.
So
she's
good.
Right. So good.
Yeah, delicious.
Love it.
Love it. Anyway, what's going on with you?
I'm doing a boys trip to Cincinnati with some friends of mine to watch the Reds play baseball.
Yeah. Oh, is that what they play?
Yeah.
The Reds play baseball.
Well, you don't want to watch them do anything else. I mean, you talk about disappointing. If you watch the Reds bowl, not good.
It's terrible.
The worst one's I can't even say his name. What is wrong with me?
I think it's Ellie De La Cruz.
Yeah, you're right. I couldn't get it out.
I said Ellie De La Cruz earlier, and then someone corrected me. Your friend, the deacon. And he said he believes it's Ella. And I was
Ella De Cruz.
De La Cruz.
De La Cruz. I don't know.
It is Ellie. You know what? I am mad.
Ellie
he corrected me earlier and said it's Ella De La Cruz. It is Ellie. I've looked it up here on the old Google machine. The Dominican baseball infielder is Ellie.
Ellie?
Chris Lee is in attendance. I've outed his name. He's your close friend. You've known him forever. He's a deacon. He's a lovely gentleman.
He's over there with...
You call him Ella?
If you watch the TV broadcast, you know he's over there with... Eye Candy.
Eye Candy. That's right. Just off camera here, he is with Eye Candy, who is our director of production operations. Jerry is his government name.
Those two would hit it off. I knew that.
Yeah.
They're on a first date.
They're sitting at a table, just the two of them now. Oh.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Look at Noah showing off his skills in the background.
Knock it off, Noah, because I'll have to pay for that if you break it.
It's plastic.
He'll find a way.
He'll find a way. Yeah. Okay, so you're going to watch, at the time, whenever this podcast is released, I don't know what day you're doing that. Our podcast drop every Thursday, just in case you're new to the program.
I'm coming back from it.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, at the time you guys are listening to this, you might be actually in
Cincinnati. Because we're taping this a little early, because this episode, Haley is on a vacation with her mother and her 90-year-old grandmother. I call her Nanny.
Well, I call her Nanny.
And they're going down there for Nanny to be the person they do body shots with.
That's right. She loves to celebrate in a big way.
Yeah.
Yeah, when you guys are hearing this, I'm actually gone. So, yeah, we are taping this a little early. When you hear this, I'm gone to Florida with my mom, my grandmother, and my cousin. And we are having a lovely 90th birthday celebration for my grandmother.
And I don't mind saying this. I think I'm right to say this. Your grandmother is still pretty hot.
She's a beautiful lady. She is the epitome of the word lady.
Now, like, I know she doesn't.
She's such a lady.
She's not a fan of me, but that's okay.
She's not a fan of you.
Nah, she said some things. She has said some things in the past.
Go ahead. Make my grandmother's birthday about you.
I'm not making it about me. I'm trying to make it about her.
I wish you would.
I think she's a lovely lady.
Yeah.
And I think she's beautiful. And, I mean, she looks like she's 65.
Oh, I know.
And just a exquisite looking lady.
Yeah.
You know, now, but you know, I don't care that she's not a fan of mine.
She is a fan of yours.
Stop saying that when she's criticized me repeatedly.
I think one time you were being mean to me once on the show.
Oh my God.
And she didn't like it because I'm her sweet baby angel.
You started it and you attacked me.
What are you doing?
And I defended myself.
Okay, well, Matt, you know, go off. That's fine.
Okay.
This seems to be more to you than it does to me. My grandmother likes me.
I get it.
Anyway, so she is turning 90 years old. She is the youngest, well, right now 89. Although when you're hearing this, she is now officially 90 years old. She is so, not only young at heart, but young physically. She's incredibly healthy. I pray to the good Lord, seriously. I'm so thankful for the genes that I have for my grandmother, but also I just hope that I can live that long because there's several other factors. Genetics definitely play a role, but I just hope that I can live as cleanly as she has and live that long.
I had great grandmothers that lived to that age.
Yeah.
And one of them I called Mama Stone.
Mama Stone.
I remember she was 89 or 90, around your grandmother's age, and I watched her climb a wooden fence and jump the other side.
Stop.
And I thought, I mean, I would think twice about that, and I was 18.
I think I'd pass a stone if I did that now.
I mean, I would look down. She just, like, leaped it. Didn't leap the fence, but she climbed up top and jumped down.
Just, yeah.
That's
how?
Not climb down gently. Jump.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Now,
crazy.
My other grandmothers, one had some heart issues. She was a heavy smoker, and she drank a lot, so
sure.
She died early.
Sure.
And my other grandmother had bitterness running throughout her.
Bitterness will get you.
And that, yeah, that got her.
It'll get you. The bitterness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The bitters in cocktails, mm-hmm. And then the bitterness.
She didn't drink.
Oh.
She just loved to hate.
If she drank, it would have taken the hate away.
Probably.
Sometimes you drink, it'll take the edge right off.
She had arch enemies everywhere.
Did she?
And would talk about them nonstop.
You kind of do, too.
I don't have any enemies.
Oh, you're constantly picking fights with people.
Name one.
Anyone in traffic.
That's different. That's an idiot, and that's not a personification of anybody. It's the car I'm more angry with.
Oh, okay.
I don't know them personally. Sometimes I have done that where I've raged, like, oh, what an idiot. And then I get around them to, you know, create eye contact so I can
show them your displeasure.
My disapproval, right. And it's some old guy that is completely unaware, and then I instantly forgive, and I move on. Ah, bless their heart.
I know. Isn't that the worst? You get so mad at someone in traffic. And anger really ratchets up when you get mad at someone in traffic and then you drive by and they're texting. And it's like, oh, okay, no wonder they're acting like an idiot in traffic. But then it does make you feel bad when you drive and it's someone bad in traffic and then it is someone sweet. You're like, okay, they genuinely didn't do it on purpose.
I think.
What do you think people say about you if they get mad at you in traffic?
Why would they get mad at me? I've not done anything wrong.
Okay, well, let's say you do something. You make a one-off mistake like you've never made. Let's say you do. What do you think they say about you in traffic? And when they see you?
Is it an attractive female?
I don't know who it is.
Well, let's say it is.
Okay, let's say it's an attractive female.
She's
you
angry.
Make her mad in traffic.
She thinks I've done something wrong, which I haven't because I follow all the traffic laws.
Yeah.
So then I think she goes, oh,
When she drives up and sees you?
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe I should bump him a little bit so we have to stop and exchange numbers.
Oh, no.
At least that's my fantasy.
Would you like my insurance card? Yeah. Oh, that's funny. Nice. Okay, so we got some fun stuff coming up on the Lee and Haley show soon. If you haven't seen it already, you'll see it soon on the show. We introduce you to our newest employee, Kelly Stivers. You guys know that we do a post-hire interview. We do pre-hire interviews, but those aren't for television because what if, God forbid, she was a total weirdo and we didn't hire her? Why would we show you, something weird? So we do a post-hire interview, which is where we really just get to know them. So you're about to meet soon our newest employee, Kelly Stivers. She is lovely. The one thing that I think is a red flag with her is that she is friends with Noah Hall and had been friends with him prior to her.
Yeah, if I'd known that, I never would have brought her in.
I think that shows a big lack in judgment.
Yes,
because Noah is...
How could you be friends with that?
Right, exactly. So we delve into that. No, they went to college together and met during a group project. Oh, guys, I just want you to know. You can slip it right under there, sister.
I'll help.
They just brought our delicious margarita pizza with pepperonis.
Thank you.
You rock, girlfriend. Thank you. Can we have some napkins as well?
Yes.
She is so amazing. Our server, bartender, extraordinaire. She's an absolute doll baby. This looks fantastic. Anyway, so you'll meet Kelly soon. Let's drop a couple of... We tried to learn weird things about her and just kind of her background. Thank you. And let's see if we can drop one thing. She single-handedly, I think, is keeping Diet Coke at the top of
the
food chain. She loves Diet Coke, as many people do. But I don't think people love it as much as she does.
Well, that's what she says.
That's what she says.
Yeah.
She also has an existential crisis list on her phone, as I like to call it. She's in an argument with herself.
About having kids or not having kids.
Yeah, not having now. She said she definitely wants to be a parent someday, but she's young. And she's trying to talk herself out of having a baby now. Yet then, if you scroll down the list, then halfway through the list, it changes to reasons why to have a baby
and
now.
I pointed out, as her employer, there was no legitimate reason to have kids.
Oh.
I found none. Well, first of all, she doesn't have a fella at the moment, nor is she in a long-term relationship or married. So why would you do this? Second of all, I need you here. I can't be paying maternity leave. Don't be doing that.
Guys, I want to tell you his misogyny is a bit, but I'm unsure at this point.
What do you mean misogyny?
If she wants, you don't have to be married or in a long-term relationship to have a baby. And if she wants to have one, that's her personal life. We can't tell her what to do in her personal life, Lee.
Yes, we can.
No, we cannot.
Are you dedicated to this team or not? Don't you think Pat Riley told Kareem and Magic what to do? Or Phil
in their personal lives?
Told Michael Jordan. If it affects the team, absolutely.
Whatever. I'm getting a piece of pizza.
Yeah. All right. Get in there.
Get us some silverware.
What do you mean, get us some silverware?
I'm a fork and knife kind of girl with pizza.
Are you?
Not always. It depends on the type of pizza. The toppings are so rich and delicious.
Give me the pepperoni.
All right. I'll give it to you. So anyway, that's coming up soon. What else? Oh, my gosh, guys. Another piece that you're going to see soon on the show. We went to a bison farm in Bourbon County. It's called Bourbon County Bison, so they nailed the name. And we got to go there for the day and visit the bison and just kind of learn about the operation and everything. It was really cool and a gorgeous day when we got to go as well.
The American buffalo.
The American buffalo.
Could have easily been America's symbol.
Yeah, that's right. That's
kind of the bald eagle. And I'm pointing that out to Jamie Lewis, who's the farmer that runs that place.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, so that's some fun stuff that's coming up on the show soon. We've also been showing you something we like to do in the summertime is show you some of our favorite past segments. We've been doing a lot of As Good As It Gets lately. What are some of your favorites that we've shown?
Today when we taped the show, which airs, it'll still be in the past for folks listening to this podcast that airs on Monday. We went to a spa and you rubbed my butt.
I don't remember that.
You blocked it out? No, you got in there.
Did I?
Yes.
Okay.
You and another lady.
You mean the masseuse? Yeah. I just injected myself into the situation.
Well, I don't want to use the word inject, but you...
Well, no, we gave you butt implants. Did you not realize?
You and the lady were... And now I know there's a lot of guys out there. Maybe some of them are fans of yours, and they think, wow, that Lee sure is lucky. Mm-hmm. No. I didn't enjoy it at all. And I because Aww. It was weird the way you did it.
Okay.
You didn't care about me.
Okay, unconventional masseuse methods. You know what? You don't know till you try.
Well, it didn't work.
Is it the fact that I have no training that turns you off?
I think just you turned me off.
Aww. Okay. Another one that we showed recently, which you guys loved.
Oh, yeah.
Some of you hadn't seen it before, but some of you had and then loved revisiting it. When we went to
the
Picnic with Goats.
Yeah.
A lovely farm. And they started during COVID. And it took off. And it is so fun. You get to go have a picnic on this amazing farm. And then they have their goats nearby. For normal folks, because we're not normal, we're weirdos, they have them, you know, in a pen so you can just go visit them after you have your lunch. They let them loose. Goats are exactly, you know, that's why, like, people say, like, goats will eat anything. They were jumping on our table, eating all our food, eating the place settings. They loved it.
You and I can't eat at the same time.
No. Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, now Lee, tell me.
Goats have a personality of their own.
Do you want me to talk a minute while you...
No, what do you want me to say?
Well, I was going to say, I don't know. Let's talk. So you're going on a trip soon. Talk to me about your hotel room etiquette. When you get to your hotel room for the first time, what do you do? I feel like a lot of people do things differently. Talk to me about this.
First thing I do...
A lot of you might be going on a summer vacation. You're getting to a new hotel. Everybody checks in a different way. You get to your room. What do you do?
Look for predators. Okay, somebody's hiding in a closet.
Okay. Because you're excited? You're like, yeah. Who's here?
Because that's a for sure thing. Hey, I'm not going to be alone tonight.
Oh.
But what I normally do is put my clothes away. I empty the suitcase.
What?
Yes.
You're one of those?
Yes, and I put everything in the drawer.
Uh-uh.
And I hang everything up.
Let me guess. You put it right on top of the Gideon Bible.
No, I don't put it in the Gideon Bible. No, then I open the suitcase and put it in some area after I'm done wearing those clothes, the dirty clothes go in the suitcase.
Oh, okay, a system.
I always have systems.
Do you? Okay.
Mm-hmm. What do you do?
I'm not an unpacker. The only thing I'll unpack, maybe, if it's a weekend trip, I don't unpack anything. If I go to a hotel and it's a weekend, everything, dresses included, stay in my suitcase. I live out of my suitcase. Something about unpacking in a hotel, unless I'm there for an extended stay, I'm like, no, I don't know who else has been in these drawers. And are you telling me the cleaning staff disinfects the inside of the drawers? I don't think so.
What are you afraid of? What do you think's in there?
Everything.
Nothing in there. It's an empty space. There's more bacteria.
I brought a horse to munch on these peppermints while we shoot.
You're the... That room is pretty much antiseptic. You're the carrier when you walk into that hotel room.
That's right.
You're one of those people who want to carry a black light.
I do not. Now, that I would never do. That I couldn't stay anywhere.
Yeah.
What's the worst hotel experience you've ever had? Have you ever had a bad hotel experience where you go somewhere and it was just markedly bad? From the room to anything?
Several. Yeah, when I was doing comedy, they put me up in some very shady areas. I was in Vegas once and tried to save money by staying at a cheap place. I'm pretty sure I heard a woman being murdered.
Oh, did you tell anyone?
Yes, I did. I called the front desk and said, hey, there's a woman screaming.
The nearby murder is really affecting my ability
to sleep. Yeah. I've been on golf trips and the deacon or elder behind you books the dumbest rooms. He put us in a funeral home once.
Yeah, he booked you into an Airbnb that was a former funeral home that had been turned into an Airbnb.
It's obvious. They had a lobby. They had a viewing thing. It's obvious it was a funeral home.
They had a parlor.
It had a parking lot.
Oh, my God.
This does not look... And it's like, this was either a bank or a funeral home, and you realize this was a funeral home.
Uh-huh.
Why are we sleeping here?
Did anything weird happen?
No, but, you know, it's actually... I didn't hate it that much because I had my own hot tub.
Why was there a hot tub at a funeral?
You got to add amenities if you're going to get people to come to a funeral.
That's true. And did your friend know?
I don't think he knows anything. The last golf trip we went on, he booked 2 cabins when he only needed 1 because he forgot he booked the other one. So everybody was spread out and he's spending way much more money than he should have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My goodness. Now, have you ever roomed with this man, like in a single hotel room?
No.
No, you can't. Well, because he's booked 28 rooms.
I don't do that. I outgrew that.
Yeah, now, when do you get to a certain age where sharing rooms is no longer?
I think
And I'm wondering if it's the same with women. Like, I don't mind rooming with girls. I don't think there'll ever be an age where I'm like, nah, I need my own room.
Yeah, I think, well, even Nikita was telling me last night that, like, her daughter, they went on some trip, and they're all staying together in one room, like six girls, showering, the whole thing. Just enjoying themselves with their kids.
Yeah, it's when you're a kid, it doesn't matter. There could be 12 people in there.
I think it's the age when you get to, I think I can afford to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Is when you say, that's enough. Mm-hmm. I would rather pay the extra money for solitude and peace than hang out and listen to you snore.
Mm-hmm. There is something to be said at the end of a long vacation day where you're with people all day and coming back to your room and the freedom to zone out. I love to zone out. I'm a big zoner outer. I like to go nonverbal for a couple hours a day. It's nice.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can do that because sometimes, like, if you're rooming with people, you feel like you got to talk.
I know you do.
What?
You feel that way. If anybody's in your orbit, you feel you have to entertain them.
Oh, yeah.
I don't. I will get quiet and I will walk away from you.
You will?
Yeah, because you get mad at me when I do it.
Me?
Yeah, like if we got the staff and you're holding court and you're asking, okay, so what's your plans this weekend? What do you do this weekend? What are you, you're doing your thing. I'll shut down because you're holding court. I don't need to do anything. And then you get mad at me. You going to help with the conversation? What are you doing? Playing Toon Blast?
Oh, I see what we're talking about. You're talking about when we're at a group team lunch.
It doesn't matter the social situation. It could be any. It doesn't have to be lunch.
No, but you're right. You have to have to. I do constantly feel like I have to. Not only, it's not so much entertain. I can't stand dead air on television or in real life. I feel like I have to fill the space. If there's an awkward silence, I instantly feel like I must slay the dead silence.
Not me.
I can't take it. You love dead silence.
I do.
You love other people to be uncomfortable.
Well, I enjoy that.
And I know, but why?
There's something funny about awkwardness.
I hate it.
I love it.
I hate it. I can't do it.
Plus, it doesn't mean anything. Just because I'm not talking to you doesn't mean I don't like you. It doesn't mean I do like you. You know how many silent moments Noah Day and I have had? We're having one now.
He won't say anything back to you. Look at him. Silent. Silent. All right, so we're munching on this pizza. Let's talk pizza parties. When I think of pizza... Pizza One of the party. Single greatest things when you were a child, at least in the era in which I grew up, was pizza parties. When our teacher said, if you do so-and-so and we'll get to have a pizza party on Friday, pizza was the ultimate carrot to dangle in front of children. Mm-hmm. Did you guys have pizza parties when you were a kid?
Mm-hmm.
You did? When my teacher, my first grade teacher was Mrs. Whited, and she could have said...
Mrs. what? Whited.
Whited. So white with a D on the end.
Mrs. Whited.
Mrs. Whited.
Maybe it's Whited.
No, I know her name was Whited, but thank you for trying to correct me. Mrs. Whited, and she could literally have been like, kids, we're going to build a barn. And if we do that, you little five-year-olds, we're going to have a pizza party. I would have done it with my bare hands. Pepperoni pizza. There was no other option.
No.
So delicious. Did you guys not have pizza parties?
No, we had keggers.
You had keggers in your elementary
school. Third
grade.
That's
wow.
Right.
Okay.
We didn't know what a kegger was.
Yeah. Did you guys ever grow up? You lived out in the country.
I did.
You probably have the same issue we had. I grew up kind of out in the country, outside the city limits, and we could not get pizza delivered. If we wanted pizza...
No, we couldn't either.
No, if we wanted pizza, you had to be planning ahead. It had to be frozen. We had to be eating stupid DiGiorno, or...
Yeah. We had to go to a grocery store, or some teacher had to go pick it up. Yeah. But normally, I think...
The school, we could get it delivered. I'm talking about my parents' house.
I couldn't even get it to the school.
You couldn't get it delivered to the school? Where'd you go to school? A tree?
The literal name of my elementary school, and you met some of my classmates the other day, Brian and David. The name of the school was Trap.
Trap. It was a trap. It was a trap.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. You know, people will talk about the best so-and-so. The other day, you and Jerry, who's in attendance, our director of production operations, talked about the best outdoor urination. Right. We're switching gears from pizza to outdoor urination, everyone. What's the best outdoor urination? Where are you? What's the scenario?
Well, I mean, I've had several.
That's okay. You can share.
I guess it's a cool breeze.
Sure.
As you know, that
feels great.
That does feel great. Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're sort of exposing an area that you normally don't, unless you're Jerry.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that at nighttime, maybe it's a little chilly in the air.
Oh.
Yeah, that feels good. And you go, if you got to go, there's a bit of freedom. Like you talked about skinny dipping the other day. There's a lot of liberty and freedom in that.
Oh, freedom. Does it ever enrage you when you wake up in the night and have to go tinkle?
It enrages me every night.
It makes me...
Three times a night.
You go three times a night.
Yeah, I got it down to two now.
I pretty much go... Occasionally it will wake me up and I have to go in the night, but usually I will fight it so hard so I don't have to go until the morning.
Well, sometimes I lose that fight.
Oh, you do.
So I got to go.
Wash your sheets.
Here's what I don't like about myself. I have been waking up early. You know, I wake up like at 5:30. I wake up at 6. I don't have to be anywhere until really 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I wake up and I go, I feel good. I had a good night's sleep.
My body naturally woke up. It's time to get up. I should get up.
Let's go. Uh-huh. Let's exercise. Let's move. Let's get productive.
Yeah.
But
then what?
But I've got 3 hours before I really have to do anything. So I decide, you know what? I'm going to lay back down. And it feels good to get back in the bed because I got all this free time. Why not take a nap? And I end up falling asleep. I have horrible dreams when I do that.
You wake up exhausted.
And then when it is time to go, I am exhausted. My body told me to get up and go.
You've had enough rest,
you idiot. But instead, I feel like I've been robbed of something if I don't go back to bed. And when I do, I feel worse.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The extra sleep made me feel worse. Why can I not learn that lesson?
I don't know, Lee, and I brought an expert in today to help.
No, thank you.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I do that, too. Like, when I wake up naturally, if it's before my alarm, I'm like, no. And I'll lay there, not asleep, but just, like, resting until my alarm goes off. I can't possibly get up before my alarm goes off.
It's probably depression.
Oh, I don't think so.
For me?
Oh, well, I don't know about for you.
Probably depression for you.
I don't have depression.
Oh, come on. You're sad.
Oh, my gosh. That's not nice.
It's not. But, I mean, think about it. If I wasn't that way, why wouldn't I go enjoy my life? Oh, woohoo! I'm awake.
At 6 a.m?
Yes, let's go enjoy the day.
I don't think so.
Instead, I go, there's nothing to do. Let me go back to sleep. That's what it is, and I'm going to change it, starting today.
All right, guys, this is it. We're changing today. When you wake up.
When you wake up.
Okay, let's do it.
I'm going to call you.
Guys, if you're just listening, we're handshaking right now under the mics.
Whenever my bladder awakes me at 5:30, I'm going to call you.
You are. Oh.
I'm going to say, don't you do it.
But wait. I thought it was that I'm going to get up when I naturally wake up.
Well, you can do that
too. I have to get up when you naturally wake up.
Well, whoever's first.
I don't think we have to wake up together. I think it's that I will get up when I naturally wake up. You get up.
No, that's not the deal.
Then I don't agree to these terms. I don't want you calling me at 5:30 in the morning.
Why not?
Only call me if it's an emergency. And let
FaceTime.
Me outline what our... FaceTime? You're going to FaceTime me at 5:30 in the morning. Okay. Let me outline what real emergencies are. Okay.
All right.
Massive loss of blood, fire, or death.
I suffer all of those all the time.
Massive loss of blood, fire, or death?
You should have seen how much blood they took out of me today.
Ooh, why don't you have a Band-Aid on there?
I peeled it.
Peeled it?
You know what? It's good to get that Band-Aid off early, because otherwise you're going to do a wax job on yourself.
Oh, yeah, later when it gets the gunk around the edges.
Oh, man,
and the
hurts.
Ooh, hate that.
Oh, you always have that little Band-Aid outline.
Yeah, you do have the Band-Aid outline.
And sometimes even a shower won't get that off.
Yeah, you got to really rub it to get it off. That's the
word. What is that about?
I don't know. Lee, I don't know. Call me at 5:30 tomorrow morning and I'll let you know.
Do you ever want to get a tattoo?
Oh, gosh. I've toyed with the idea. I've thought, man, it might be cool to have something permanent because I love significant jewelry. Like, I love family heirloom jewelry and things that mean a lot that you put on your body that you have for a long time and stuff. And so sometimes I think all tattoos are kind of the same way, but you can't pass them on. But so sometimes I'll think, man, that would be like the ultimate piece of jewelry. No, I couldn't do it. Do you ever think about it? Have you been thinking about it?
No, I don't know what I would want unless it is hilarious and it will be funny for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what that is, but it could be. You want to do a Lee and Haley logo?
No.
Where would you put it?
We just redid our logo like this year. So it would already be out of date.
We didn't redo it.
Uh-huh.
No, Noah just tilted it.
Well, what, am I going to have to stand on one leg for the rest of my life so it works?
The artist just tilts it.
What if I've already got it? What if Noah gets crazy and tilts it again?
Yeah, he's not going to. Well, first of all, I have to approve it as a little thing he's built.
Oh.
And I don't know how to do that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just like it. Noah got frustrated with me because he's built some system to keep us all accountable and make us more efficient, mm-hmm. which I applaud.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't have a laptop, so everything is done on my phone, and it's a little different. And I didn't do it right, and Noah gets aggravated.
Mm-hmm. God bless Noah. I feel like every member of our staff could be... addressed with the term long suffering.
Yeah. All right, let's see what we got from our folks here.
All right.
Kelly, who's having her first rum and diet, says best and worst drink.
Again, that's one thing. You'll see soon the piece where we introduce you to Kelly. Lee told her she loves Diet Coke and she also loves Malibu rum. They didn't have any Malibu rum at Damiano today, but Lee told her she needs to try rum and diet and she is trying it. Kelly, thumbs up. Oh, never mind. She said they didn't give it to her.
Oh, they haven't given it to her yet.
Oh.
Here comes another one.
She brought us refills.
Maybe I've got yours,
Remind
Kelly.
Me of your name.
Amelia.
Guys, she is the bartender extraordinaire.
Oh, well, yeah. What
at Damiano.
Oh, what are you looking for? This? Yes. That's what you're looking for.
Now, Lee, what are you drinking?
Rum and diet.
No, rum and diet. They just don't have any Malibu rum here today.
Oh, I have Bacardi. That's what I use.
Bacardi rum. Okay, maybe Kelly needs to get a taste of that before you drink out of it.
She's already had one, but you can have
it. Oh, she gave it up. You liked it? Yeah, she says she liked yours. I told her because she loves Malibu rum, they don't have any Malibu rum.
Oh, well, she can do Bacardi.
And I'm doing a traditional vodka soda.
Yeah.
Because I'm basic.
They told Kelly they were out of rum, so she hasn't had one yet.
Let's order you one.
What are you talking about? I'm drinking Bacardi. Nobody's out of
they
rum.
They just said they were out of rum.
They're not out of rum.
Oh, no. That's the voice of Nua.
They probably looked at her and said, yeah, we're not taking that fake ID.
That's right. Amelia was like, listen here, preteen. I don't think so. Kelly has the condition that Nua has of eternal youth. They both do look like they lied on their resumes to get their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Nikita's telling a funny story over at the bar.
Hey, Nikita, keep it down. Jeez. She's probably... I'm a fifth Chardonnay.
She sure is. Anyway, but no, we do adore Kelly, and we cannot wait for you guys to see her interview soon. Okay, hit us with the questions. Guys, if you want to send us a question each week, send us any comments, questions, topics you want Lee and I to sound off on to ideas@leeandhaley.com. If you have questions for our staff members as well that they could respond to here on the podcast, they could join us as well. If you have any queries about them.
We got a note from, because you and I did a bit of a tribute.
The IRS. And our response is no thank you.
A bit of a tribute to James Gregory.
Yes.
And
wonderful comedian who sadly passed away quite suddenly a few weeks ago.
His niece, who lives down there in Georgia, wrote to us and thanked us for paying tribute to him.
Oh, you guys may have seen it on our social media. Lee and I talked about him and Lee's longtime friendship with him in the comedy community in a Driving Me Crazy piece we did recently, and it went up on our social media. So you heard from his niece?
Yes.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. So the first question, best and worst drink you've ever had. You know, I'll go this, and everybody's going to think, oh, you're so cliche. But I loved Epcot. In Mexico, they do a cucumber margarita with the tahine on the rim. It's as refreshing as you can get. I love it.
That sounds fantastic.
It's $15.
Well, of course it is.
Probably $17 now, but when you go down there, you should
Disney is like airport prices. And when you already know you're going to spend way more than anyone really should, but you know that going in. Prices don't mean anything. If you're going to Disney, don't start penny pinching, okay? It's not going to work.
It's one of my favorites. What about you?
One of my favorites, and I was just telling Bridget about this the other day, when I go on my family vacation later this year, my family and I go to Pawleys Island, South Carolina every single year, and there's this one restaurant, and they have a strawberry jalapeno margarita. Mm. And it is so delicious, so fresh. They don't use a mix. They use fresh strawberries muddled, jalapenos muddled, their own. It might be jalapeno-infused tequila. They may infuse it themselves. I don't know. It is so delicious.
Yeah.
So I love that. Worst drink.
No, worst. You know, I don't know.
For me, it's any drink with gin.
Vermouth or absinthe. I don't like anything that tastes
I'm
like
I'm not really given that stuff.
It's come out. Well, you occasionally go, well, let me try that Manhattan or what, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it's got this medicinal, anything that coats my mouth and will not leave it.
Oh, where even if you've rinsed it with water, it's still
it's
in
like,
there.
Well, sure. I can't get rid of it.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah, for me.
A licorice taste. I don't like.
Ugh, hate that. Hate that. Hate that. So for me, it's anything with gin. You, it's anything that coats the throat. Yes. A throat coat.
Here's a dumb question from Noah Day. Would you wear a Burger King crown every day for a year for $1,500?
Every day for a year.
Now, the only problem, that seems rather easy, but occasionally you're going to be invited to a funeral.
Yeah.
And there you are with a Burger King crown.
Yeah.
Or a wedding, or you may have to go to court. And you're going to be standing there in front of a judge with a Burger King crown for $1,500?
I don't feel like you're taking these charges seriously, Mr. Cruz. No, I am, but I want to have it my way.
Yeah. I'm going to say no. $1,500 is not enough.
Well, here, I'm going to do the math. This is what Noah always does. There's a game that you can buy at anywhere where board games are sold called Pricetitution, and it's literally this concept. So it has a million cards. It's basically like, what is the lowest amount of money you would do said task for?
So you
and we would all just be like, oh, I don't know. No, Noah would always break out his calculator like a complete idiot.
So you're dividing by 365.
So let's see, 1,500 divided by 365. So you're getting paid $4.10 a day. You're going to go to a funeral for $4.10 a day wearing a Burger King crown?
No.
The answer for me is a hard no.
Yeah.
For $150,000.
Oh, yeah. No, that would do that.
$1,500.
I would take the slings and arrows coming from the legal system.
It's a dangerous funeral.
And the bereaved.
Sure.
Yeah, I would
It's a Viking funeral.
Nikita wants to know, window or...
Lee, will you pay for my drinks?
Other than that, window or aisle seat?
Aisle all day.
Oh, no. See, I'm a window guy.
You are?
I like to put my head
now, against. I'll do window if the other two seats, let's say it's a three-seated side, if I'm flying with people I know. If I'm flying by myself and I have to go to the bathroom, as I always do, asking strangers to get up is one of the most painful things for me in the entire world. So if I'm flying alone, aisle seat all day and night. If I'm flying with people I know, I'll do window or middle. I don't even care.
You and your tiny bladder.
It's a medical condition, and I appreciate you not talking about it. I have a perfectly normal-sized bladder, I want everyone to know. I just have anxiety, which is proven to make you go TT more often, because my body is tensed up at all times. But also, I drink a ton of water. Like, I'm obsessed with hydration.
The other day, we went to that bison farm.
Yeah.
And we arrive, and we're in the middle of nowhere, in the middle of a pasture. And Haley says... Do you have a bathroom I can go to?
I was fully prepared to go behind a bush, and I was going to offer that and just make everyone honor system not to look.
What's the point in that? I mean,
what do you mean, what's the point in that? If we're here, we might as well all see.
No, that's not what I mean. But there were no bushes. It was an open field. And then you go, or he says, if you walk 2 miles down that driveway in the mud, there's an outhouse for a porta pot. And so we have to trek all the way down there. I have to go with you,
no,
as you know.
No, you did not. I was going to go by myself. And then Lee, with his control issues, goes, I'll walk you down there.
Of course I got to walk you down there.
And I was like, no, I'm good. He's like, no, well, but I find out later. It's not only his control issue. He must know where all of us are at all times because he's like a weird animal with separation anxiety. But it's also because he had to TT. I
didn't
have to fight him to get into the porta potty. As soon as we get there, he's like, I gotta get in there.
What's the point? I mean, I might as well go while it's available.
Sure.
And it's sort of a reflex. You hear other people peeing, you got to go.
Now, ladies, I want to clear up a little thing that Lee shared with me, a story that I had never heard before because our intern Catherine was with us. She walked with Lee and I on this long journey to the porta potty. And it was a story he shared with her about one of our very good friends named Chrissy. No last name because we don't want to out her. Chrissy, we adore you. I was shocked. shocked by this story because I look up to Chrissy. Chrissy is a wonderful person.
One of the brightest people we know.
And incredibly intelligent.
Oh, yeah.
It would be as if Noah Day said this, because Noah Day, even though we like to joke and say he's annoying, Noah Day is one of the smartest, most articulate human beings you will ever meet. It kills me to have to say that, but my God, he's smart.
I have a different opinion.
He analyzes everything. I love it. But, so this would be if Noah Day did this. Now, tell the story you shared with Catherine and I about our friend Chrissy and her issue with a porta potty.
So we would work the Derby, and one day, because we're in the TV camp where they put all the TV trailers where the guys can direct the show from behind the scenes.
So there's like a long row, let's say 10 porta potties.
Chrissy's in production, and so and there are hundreds of porta pots. And Chrissy comes back and makes an announcement after she went to the porta pot. She goes, "I just love that they have a place where you can put your purse, that little resting area." And we're like, "What are you talking about?" She goes, "No, you can set your purse in that thing. It holds your bag." Mm-mm. "What are you talking about?" She goes, "Right next to it." I go, "Chrissy, that's a urinal." What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And I'm saying that. I don't take the name of the Lord in vain. I'm praying for Chrissy's germ-covered. I'm sure she's a Tory Burch girl like me. I'm sure it was a Tory Burch purse.
Could have been
she
a Louis.
She placed into a urinal in a porta potty.
Yeah, she thought that was a bag holder.
She did.
Yeah.
She thought the porta potty companies are now trying to get more women involved. They're like, you know what? We got to cater to women in these porta potties. We got to put a purse holder in there.
Here's a note from a listener, Amy. Camping or glamping? Is Makeda? Oh, she's not even talking to us. She's talking to the bartender. I'm sure the bartender said, "Would
Nikita's
you like another?"
Trying to move in on bartender Amelia, who is my best friend, not Nikita's. So, okay, viewer Amy wrote in, and she said, "Camping or glamping?"
I would, yes.
Listen, and this, you know, taps into one of my favorite things I've ever heard, and I stand by it. I love not camping.
I don't want to do it either.
I don't
want to even glamp. You know,
like every day I'm like, thank God I'm not camping. You know, like no matter how bad things get.
I would consider glamping like a lower tier Marriott.
Oh.
I don't want to even do that.
Like I'll do a camper if it's really nice. Mm. I'll do one. There's those companies now that do glamping. It's these tents with plumbing involved. Like I will stay quote unquote outside if it feels like inside. But camping, a lot of people love it. Good. I cannot stand feeling dirty. If I can't wash my hands under running water, I feel filthy. People will be like, "Well, use hand sanitizer and use wipes." I'm like, not me. It's not for me. Yeah. And that's okay. I've come to terms with that, that it's okay that I don't like the things that you campers like. And it's okay that you love to do it. But for me, it's glamping all day and night. I love not camping.
I'm with you. All right. Here is...
Now, you asked for ideas to our Lee and Haley Show group text. And you said, "Hey, guys, any fun questions for the show?" Everybody responded. Nikita wrote, "No."
But yeah, she's responding to the group.
Oh, I thought she was just like, "I simply will not supply a question."
No, she responded to, "Would you wear a Burger King crown every day for $1,500? And she said, "No, I would not."
Yes.
She thought that was to her.
Okay.
Bridget writes, "Sexiest non-sexual thing you notice on a person."
Oh, what a fantastic question.
That is a great question. Finally, someone shows up with intelligence.
Hands.
Hands?
I've always noticed men's hands. There is a certain type of man's hand that I just think are so sexy. I can't even describe it. If I see it, I could point it out.
Really?
Yes.
After all of the comments about my soda bloat, ugly fingers, you tell me that's the thing you like?
A different type of hand, yes. So hands, but not... the way
my hands
yours look. Why have you made this about you?
I didn't. You did.
You did.
Every time you comment on what is the deal with your fingers.
No, half the time I come into work complaining I can't get my rings off because I've eaten too much sodium and my fingers are fat as sausages. And then you'll be like, "Well, I can't even put my tie on. Where's Noah to tie my tie with his lithe fingers?" No, I do notice men's hands. I do. I like it. There's a certain type of man's hand. See, Kelly is giving me snaps right now. She agrees. I can't explain it. If I saw a picture of a man's hands that looked the way, there's a certain type of hand that I love. I can't explain it. So that's not really a thing they do. That's just a physical trait that men aren't like, oh my God, I got to oil these hands at night so the ladies check them out. It's mm-hmm. just a thing. Now, something sexy that they do, make me laugh. Like, that's my ultimate thing. Okay, now what about you? What's something that's not sexual, but something that you notice in women or...
Well, to me, it's men's hands.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Should we shake on it and talk about it at 5:30 tomorrow morning when you call me?
I love a swollen finger. That's my
just
thing.
Just one, like he yeah. closed it in a door or yeah. hit it with a hammer?
Usually a proctologist. But, sexiest non-sexual thing.
So it's not something that they're doing hoping you'll notice. But it's just a thing about women that you think is sexy.
Yes, it is an illuminated conversation.
Okay, you're yeah. If the conversation now, is really good.
I got a guy behind me trying to show his breast. No.
He is an elder. Bone. We keep calling him a deacon. He's not even a deacon anymore. He's an elder. He's like Jesus' cousin at this point.
He's not even listening to what we're saying. Anyway, the point being, it's probably conversation.
Kelly just pulled up a photo. It's just a photo of a hand. But for me and Kelly, it was incredibly erotic. Just seeing a photo of a gorgeous man's hand. I don't know. I don't care. I want to hold it.
I want to see, Kelly, what's that look like?
You want to see what a man's hand looks like? That's how swollen your hands are. You can't even remember what they look like.
That's it? It's awful veiny. That's what it is, veiny?
No, I don't know. I can't explain it. If I see it, next time we're out, and if I see a man with the hands of which I desire, I'll point it out.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
And if I have an illuminated conversation where I feel really excited about this girl, I'll say, look at this lady.
Look at this conversation
we're having. She's stimulated my brain.
Oh, good. Yeah. Are you trying to imply that what I said is stupid and yours is cooler because you said conversation?
That's you. I don't know. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying what I like.
All right. Okay, everybody, this is going to do it for this week's edition of the Lee and Haley Overtime Podcast. Thank you to our lovely sponsors at Damiano Pizza, Pasta, Beer, Cocktails. They have a fantastic happy hour. It is from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., 50% off all brands at the bar. So if you sit at the bar, you get half off. Please come try them out. They're right downtown Lexington, right off UK's campus.
I got one last request for a topic. Lee, would you ever consider retiring? How long do you want to work for on TV? Trying to figure out when I need to start looking for a new job.
Oh, okay.
New.
Okay. Well, okay, go ahead. Question was to you.
Oh, I'll fire him before
I was
going
to say, like, Nua, that actually has nothing to do with your employment. Yeah. You should go ahead and go. You should go ahead and start sending those apps out. Yeah. Your wrist should be burning from using the mouse on your computer. Right. No, we'd be lost without him.
Anyway, if you want to know where Damiano is located, it is in the heart of campus at 503 South Upper Street across from Target. You can make reservations if you like. 303, or I should say area code 859-303-8373. And it is the best Italian that you can get anywhere.
Quick call out for their cannoli. So delicious.
Oh, that's so good, too.
So delicious. Yes.
All right, guys.
Yeah, tune into the Lee and Haley Show. Check your local listings. We air in our home market of Lexington, Kentucky on Fox 56 weekdays at noon. We are on in Bowling Green, Kentucky on my former TV station when I used to work in local news, WBKO. We air in Columbus, Mississippi, Gulfport, Biloxi, Mississippi, and Macon, Georgia as well. We appreciate you tuning in. Follow us on social media if you don't already. Just search Lee and Haley on your favorite platform. And then subscribe to this podcast if you're listening and leave a rate and review. It really helps our listener count and also just us overall. So we appreciate it.
We'll see you next week right here on this podcast as well. Lee and Haley Overtime. Thanks again, guys, for listening.
Bye.